I never get to actually witness somebody leaving their car just next, their cart next to their car in a parking lot or next to the actual cart wrangler, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday I go to Harrington, through line in Harrington, and I pull up and I gather the car, and there is a cart 10 feet, if even that, from the cart wrangler.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
The storage place where you put
sure.
the carts. Yeah.
Why? Who does that?
Lazy
who
people.
Who pushes it that far and stops? Mm-hmm. How do you feel good about yourself as a person knowing that it's right there? You don't notice it. And I know the weather a little squirrely yesterday. It was raining. It was raining sometimes harder than other times. Is it that big of a deal to walk it 10 more feet? And every time I talk about this with people, they go, oh, God, they're outraged as well.
Uh-huh.
So who are the people that are doing this? If you've ever gone to a store, uh-huh. a grocery store, any kind of store, and you've pushed your cart out to your car and then just pushed it into the parking spot next to you, even though the cart wrangler was right there, you could see it right there. And if you don't believe me how close it was, look at my Instagram,
uh-huh.
The Amy MCR. Look at my Instagram. I didn't move it. That's how close it was. 10 feet. Why would you stop?
How many times as well do you like you go to a grocery store and you go to pull in and it looks pretty busy and all of a sudden you see a space. Then just you go to pull in that space, there's a cart
sitting
there.
And there's a cart there.
Uh-huh.
And nobody, I guarantee you, nobody's going to call here and go, oh, I've done that and this is why. Because you're embarrassed and you know you don't have a good reason. There's no excuse.
Because the place, they have that kind of, I don't know, call it the cart bay or whatever you want to call it. Like where they go.
Look how close that is.
That's just laziness, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's
it
all
is in the diagonal spot to it.
Uh-huh.
It is right there.
And the thing is that it causes, I mean, I guess some people probably think, oh, it's okay because there's cart people. They look after those things.
Job security for the cart pushers.
Yeah, and I'm sure there is an element of people who actually think like that. Oh, that's okay. That's their job. They'll do that.
We have a cleaning woman who comes in. I don't throw the trash next to the trash can to keep job security.
That's true.
She says to me, she'll come in and say, hey, can I get the trash? I go, sure. And I get up and I get the trash bag and I hand it to her if I'm up in there.
Would you say something, and the question for anybody as well, but if you was kind of just sitting there, like, and you was just, the person next to you, you just putting up with your groceries, and the person next to you just, like, leaves their car, like, in between your car and their car, and it's right next to kind of, like, where that bay thing is, where they store the cars, would you say something to somebody?
Oh, God, I would want to, but I don't know that I would. I would wholeheartedly want to, but I don't know. I've never had it happen. I have no idea what I would do.
What's up with you? When we were sitting in the parking lot at Walmart and watched a couple of people do this, Stuff the Bus.
Yeah, in November we do uh-huh. Stuff the Bus and we stand outside of Walmart and collect food for the Food Bank of Delaware.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yes, it was. We were out there and it was stormy. And the rain's not an excuse. The rain is not an excuse. There is no. Aren't we all in this together?
There's a cart wrangler and it's raining.
You're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely no excuse to push the cart, just push it up to your trunk, unload, and then push it just to the spot or just enough for you to get out. These are the first people that will complain because you're making it, if you're putting it in a spot, you're taking up a spot. Now somebody either has to
get out,
inch up, or then they got to get out and move your cart. You're making everybody's life just a little bit more inconvenient. You're not ruining anybody's day, but you're just a little bit more inconvenient.
The only thing that irritates me regarding that whole situation is sometimes when you'll go to the store and you'll come back and someone's done that, but the car is pushed against your car. Like, they've just left it there and it may have rolled. Not saying that they pushed it against your car, but
it rolled a little bit.
Yeah, isn't that infuriating?
And look, phone lines are dead. Because you know why? Nobody who does it has the kahunas to call in. Call. This isn't a face-to-face conversation, but you don't have the kahunas to call in and tell me your excuse for why you've done it.
Are you one of those people who don't put the carts back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on.
See. If you're big enough to do it, be big enough to explain why.